Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to everyone listening to Manx Radio via your radio in the Isle of Man, worldwide online, manxradio.com, on smartphone apps, smart speakers, Shaw Radio Van, and broadcasting live from Castletown. After a 2-year enforced sabbatical, which has changed the world and our outlook on it in so many ways, it is a privilege and pleasure on behalf of Sunderland Racing to welcome you to our media launch 2022. Sunderland Racing has invited you here this evening to the launch of our 67th year of racing on the Balland course. It is hard to believe that 67 years have slipped by since Castletown's own Derek Ennett won the first race on Thursday, 14th of December 1955, when certain members of the then press described the three-race event as an ambitious programme for a first-ever meeting. With an initial entry of 73 riders in 1955, they have increased year on year, as have the number of races. The last year we ran, 2019, saw 14 races attracting 332 entries in total. It is not my intention this evening to welcome you all here individually, although without most of you here we would have no racing on the Colas Balland course. I do feel, however, that there are some whom I think I should mention. We are extremely grateful to the Department of Enterprise for their continued and invaluable support. Financial support for our races has grown over the years, and I'm delighted to confirm that the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company continue their 36-year association with the Sunderland Road Races and title sponsors of our main event since 1999. The Isle of Man Steam Packet Company have informed me today that bookings for foot passengers, motorcycles, cars and vans are on par with reservations for 2019. That was the last time the friendly races were held. I'm pleased to welcome Clive Callister, Managing Director of Colas Isle of Man, who are to continue as a partner with Sunderland Racing as course sponsor. In addition to the July meeting, the club has since 1988 run the pre-TT Classic Road Races, which kickstarts the TT Festival. Dave Smart of Blackford Financial Services has confirmed that Blackford will continue as title sponsor for the foreseeable future, continuing their support since taking over the role in 2000. Since 1991, Sunderland Racing has had the honour of closing the TT Festival with the post-TT road races held on the day after the senior TT. I'm pleased to announce that Dow are taking over the role of title sponsors for 2022, having had their debut delayed since 2020. Our official broadcast partners, Manx Radio, first broadcast the 700 races live in 1964. This year will be the 56th year that the nation station has provided live coverage of the 700. Chris Kinley, who gets the winner's reactions at the podiums and race analysis, 33 times winner on the Balland course, Chris Palmer, who is also the club's liaison, Riders Liaison Officer, are welcome here this evening. It is always a pleasure to welcome a company that provided valuable support at the very first road races on the Balland course in July 1955. Milcrease Motors provided a Riley driven by Brian Milcrease, and apart from a couple of short sabbaticals, have provided course safety cars annually and continue to do so on a rolling contract. We also have representatives who sponsor our individual races, and here I must say a sincere thank you to you all. It is a pleasure to see here this evening one of the original competitors from our first year, 1955, Alan Killip, MBE, better known as Kipper, who also served the club as a travelling marshal for 38 years. The Reverend John Cannon Caldwell has been the club's chaplain since 2014 and continues to look after his 700 flock and their families when approached during our races or other times of the year. John also delivers our annual service at Kirkmaloo on the Sunday prior to our races. After many of those attending enjoy a leisurely lap or two around the famous course. Both events are worth putting in your diaries, 10th of July 2022. We as a club are grateful for the assistance given to us by the local commissioners in our area. And it is nice to see Mr. Ludford Brooks, Chairman of Castletown Commissioners, and his wife here this evening. I'd also like to mention fellow Commissioner Colin Leather, whom we must congratulate on receiving an MBE in the New Year's Honours. You are welcome here this evening. I'm pleased to welcome Mike Norrie, Chairman of Maloo Commissioners. It is also good to see Jason Morehouse and Tim Glover, our local MHK, supporting us this evening. Without competitors, ladies and gentlemen, we would have no races. So it is always a pleasure to welcome them whenever we have a function. Many of those here this evening have acquitted themselves with distinction, not just on the Colos Milan course, but also at the Manx Grand Prix and the TT, at race meetings on the adjacent islands in Europe and further afield. Whilst for obvious reasons, we do not have any current 700 solo champions with us this evening, it does, however, give me immense pleasure to welcome three 700 sidecar champions with a total of 9 titles between them, Dave Molyneux, Greg Lambert and John Holden. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening is of course a media night, and as well as welcoming you all here, I would like to say how much we as a club appreciate all the publicity we receive by way of radio, television, printed and social media, along with the various press outlets nationally and worldwide. From the written media is John Watterson, the Isleman newspapers and Classic Racer magazine. Mark Corrin, MC Locksmith Services, who sponsor our ever-growing social media coverage, ably overseen by Boris Kitching. The Facebook page boasts more than 32,000 followers. Whether that is for Boris or the racing, we are not sure. Last but certainly not least, our friends from Greenlight Television, who provide global coverage of the 700 via their weekly television programmes, Motorsport Mondiale, Planet Speed and Max Power. Greenlight also produce our DVDs of the July races. I know also that members of the public also appreciate your efforts on both on and off the island, and I thank you all very much. Hopefully this evening will give you an insight to the races this year. The 2019 schedule catered for 14 races for modern solo and Formula 2 sidecars, including the prestigious solo and sidecar championship races. A similar programme is planned for this year, and to bring you all the information is your host for the evening, Chris Kinley. Over to you, Chris.
Thank you, Phil. Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it? See, Phil's got everything in big speak like this, see? I've just got my glasses because I've written everything down really, 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 really small. So before we get into this evening, I'd like to just have a little look. Phil's just given me this little graph or these little information about the Blackford Financial Services Pre-TD Classic Road Races. Already we've got 165 entries in. And what are we, February, the whatever it is? 18 singles, 21 unlimited, 11 sidecars, brilliant. Lightweight 250s, 13. Junior superbikes, we've got 20. 125cc Post Classics, good to see them being involved. The Junior 350s, Senior 500s, and the Senior Superbikes. 16 Senior Superbikes, 25 Seniors, 34 Juniors. 165 already, that bodes well for... What date's that? How far away is that already? Monday the 27th. Hang on, wait a minute. Friday, Saturday, Monday, 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's too small. I can't see it. That's what it is. Before we get underway this evening, I'd like to say thank you all for coming. We're live on Manx Radio, on our medium wave service, and of course, digital as well. The Department of Enterprise have been supporting the event. Unfortunately, nobody's available from the department to come and speak to us this evening, but we shall get our Balloon course sponsor. First person to talk to tonight is the Managing Director of Colas Isle of Man, Clive Callister. It's the modern way we do things now. We fist pump and think. I've been told by the photographers I've got to stand here. Is that all right? Are you all happy?
Yeah.
Good. The talkative bunch. Clive, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's been a while, isn't it?
It's been far too long. Far too long. I cannot wait for this year.
I've got to ask a little. I had a little drive around the circuit the other day, and it looks in great condition. The circuit, obviously, will need a bit of work. I mean, like the TT course and other courses will need. Did the club involve you in coming to look at this? Because you guys know your tarmac, don't you?
We like to think we do. Yeah. However, the roads on the Isle of Man are primarily looked after by the DOI themselves, and we only do a bit of work when they invite us to. So we'd love to come and do some work for them.
That 4.25 mile circuit just up there should be your own little playground.
It absolutely should. I mean, the quarry is alongside part of it. So, and in fact, on race days, the guys always get the afternoon off to go and stand on the wall and watch. So, it's part of Colas.
It's not a bad spot to watch cross 4 ways. Not too far away to pop back and get a brew if you want as well. Tell us about your personal involvement in the race. And do you go and watch just there, or do you go around the circuit?
Last couple of years, I've gone to Ballaghegan Corner because we've had a big grandstand up there, and I wanted to see how that went. But for years and years, I always used to sneak out of work and watch at Church Bends, to be honest. Always on a nice day, gone down there with a picnic, got locked in for the day and enjoyed it.
Did you try the cakes there?
Yes, more than once.
It's very good. It's a big family thing, and that's just not at Church Bends. It's at all the major places around, like Ballabeg, etc., and also Cross 4 Ways.
Yeah, and I think Peter's trying to get something at Ballaghegan Corner this year as well to go alongside the grandstand. So, okay.
When does it all start planning for you? Obviously, we've had a couple of years to think about it now, but your help, support for the event continues on year. Is it going to continue, hopefully?
Very much hopefully, yeah. Yeah, I mean, as I said, we're neighbours, we're big business in the area, so I hope it continues forever, really.
You said you're a big business in the area. How many people do you actually employ for the area?
In the group in the Isle of Man, it's about 106 at the moment. So for everything from the quarry, asphalt plant, the construction side. So,
I was looking back. I like doing stats and things. 1922, the company was formed. When did they come to the Isle of Man? Do you know that?
67, I think. I've only been with them for 6 years, so don't know. You should have told me to bone up on this. But Colas, I think, bought into... Signs Limited in about 1967. So
I wasn't alive. Anybody help on that one?
I was just not alive.
Just not alive. Clive, thanks for your time this evening, and enjoy watching the racing this year on the Colas Blanc Circuit. Clive, thank you. Cheers. There we go. Clive Callister from the Colas Blanc course sponsor. Quick and fast. Let's move on to one of the long-time sponsors here at the Southern 100 Races, Blackford Financial Services. Of course, they sponsor the Pre-TD Classic Road Races, as we just mentioned there, a big entry coming up. Can we please ask Dave Smart, the Managing Director, and also George Peach from the Southern 100 Club, up to the stage. I'll just stand here for a moment. I was looking back at Blackford's. Do you know, they've been around supporting the Southern 100 since 2005. Is that right? We've got to stand here. We have to stand here. We have to stand here. It's like the BBC when they do the news, they have a little cross on the thing. Sorry, I'll just speak to him. Is that all right, George? Yeah, you're all right. You don't like the limelight. David, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
2005. Yep. Why 2005? All of a sudden, being again like Colas, a local company, think to yourself, I know, let's help the Southern 100.
Partly because the company that I was working for that took over in 2004 was sponsoring it previously. And I carried on the sponsorship from that because I felt it was important to be part of the community. All of our businesses is on the Isle of Man. And it's our biggest sponsorship. And it has been for, since 2005.
But now you're obviously doing the Pre-TT Classic Road Races, which is such a great event. Do you know, who in this room now can picture the two strokes on the old classics leaving the Parc Fermé area down there? I can nearly smell it, can you?
Yeah. I can't put into words how that day, when you smell, feel, hear the noise and everything associated with the racing to get going, and having missed it for a couple of years now, I just can't wait.
You're also involved away from the sponsorship side. Are you still involved with the 100 Club?
I'm not. Brenda Rothwell's taken that over from me. It was something that we set up to try and raise a bit more sponsorship and a bit more money for the club. I did it for a good number of years, but obviously work commitments take over. And Brenda, who, she won't mind me admitting, was retired and has got a bit more time than me, took it over and has made it and has grown it as well. So that brings in more money for the club, which is what we want at the end of the day.
Off the top of your head, can you think of a ballpark figure that it's raised over the years? Go on, have a guess. I don't know, so they don't know either.
You're going to put me on the spot then and tell me that I'm completely and utterly wrong. It's tens of thousands, so I would imagine £20,000 to £30,000, I would imagine, for something that is just that people can win money and the club benefit from. So yeah, I think it must be around £30,000, I would imagine.
I think that deserves a round of applause. Folks, what do you think, eh? So we've also got George Peach, the chairman and the race secretary. George, why are you here? What's going on?
I don't know. Why am I here?
I was just told, bring George up. I don't know. Why is he up here, Phil? Do we know?
We've got all the stats for the more information on the...
Oh, more information. Oh, is that the information that I've just read out?
Sorry,
he said to me...
Down again,
that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, got to give George a hand anyway, because he's not been well as well, George. It is good to see you in fine fettle here as well. Race secretary of the Sunderland for years, and it was a good walk-on anyway, George. Thanks. It was a good walk-on. Thanks, yeah, George. Cheers. And Dave Smart. Dave, just before you go, sorry, guys. See, thanks, Phil. Thank you, George. Okay, cheers. And is your cheerleader? Where's his pom-poms? That's the question. Will this continue, the sponsorship from your company with the Southern 100?
I see no reason why not. It's... The main sponsorship that we do, you've seen how often on how long we've done it for. So, as long as everything is successful, as long as the races still go ahead, I think I'll still be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's put a lot into the club over a number of years. Dave Smart, thank you, David. Cheers, thank you. Sorry, George, for dragging you away from the bar. I'm really sorry about that. The Post TT Road Races this year, as Phil said, will be sponsored by Dow. Is that how we pronounce it? Dow? Is that? It's pretty good. Nobody's to represent the guys here tonight, but we think we need to give those guys a round of applause. So put the hand in the pocket on that one. In July, the Friendly Races, the Steam Packet Southern 100 Road Races, will be happening with, again, our main sponsors, the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. Nobody from the Steam Packet here tonight. There's a lot of boats not going, so they'll probably be busy tying a few ropes up. So we'd like to give the Steam Packet a big round of applause as well. Before we get into looking at what Manx Radio is going to be doing at the various events, the pre-TT, the Southern 100 and the post-TT, I'd like to just say a few words about a friend of mine who passed away last year. He was commentating across four ways for a couple of years. A lot of guys who go to the Irish road races will remember this guy, George McCann. George, unfortunately, passed away at the end of last year. So I think a round of applause for George, please. Also, while we're on the subject of across four ways, Mr. Certainly, have you ever had that game? Have you ever played the game when Roy's doing the commentary? You're not going to hear it now, but if you get to listen back to any of Roy's commentaries, he says certainly a lot of times. So if you ever get to listen back, just write down how many times he says certainly. That's Roy's little catchphrase. Roy has hung the microphone up, we're led to believe, so he won't be down at Cross Four Ways for us, but we're working on a new strategic plan to get somebody out there. No idea. I don't think I can stretch that long. We're going to be having, would you believe it, Chris Palmer. Is Palmer here? It's quite unbelievable that Andy Clark sat down and he's still taller than you. It is, really. Thanks, mate. Nice to see you. And also, even though he's no longer news editor for this radio station, Manx Radio, he's now Arbury, Castletown and Malou, MHK. Tim Glover. Tim, would you like to come up and have a quick word, Tim, about the commentary? And also, Chris Palmer. Are you? Oh, yeah, hang on, we better stand on the cross. Speaking of cross, here he is. How are you? Stand here. There you go. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Last time I saw Chris was after the Andreas Racing Association dinner. You weren't very well, were you?
No. I was led astray, as usual.
Oh, Yeah, that'll be leading. No, it was not me at all. Chris, you've been involved with me doing the TT and stuff, and also down at the Southern 100, as like Phil said in the introduction, you're the riders' liaison officer. As the liaison officer, you have to be serious. And we know, we all know you like a bit of fun, but when these young lads with bright, big, bulging eyes come to say, Chris, I need a bit of help around there, how do you take them on? How do you keep them calm?
It sometimes is a bit difficult, but usually they're pretty good. Good to listen, want to learn, which is obviously great for me. Obviously, I take them all take all the newcomers around for a lap. Some people don't want to do it, but they have to do it, which is one of those things. If they want to sit in the bus and look out the window and look at horses and sheep, let them crack on. But some of them want to learn and want to learn from me. And obviously, I've got a lot of experience around the circuit. So, I get a lot out of it, to be fair. I do enjoy it.
Better than just going away and sitting watching in the hedge, giving something back.
Yeah, do you know, I mean, obviously the club asked me to do it, and I'm glad to help them. You know, the club's a great club. It's called the Friendly Races for a reason. Obviously, I live in Castletown, and I'm part of the family and part of the club as well. So, it's nice just to be involved, and you feel like you are putting something back, to be honest.
Are you still doing any competitive stuff yourself? I know you're doing a bit of kart racing, a bit of trials. Doing anything like that? Oh, don't like the grimace.
Yeah. Well, you might say competitive. I wouldn't call that competitive. But yeah, no, I did some pit bike racing for Big Dale. We got involved in that for a year and enjoyed that. And I'm still doing the trials ride, and I've got a trial on Sunday. But we're just ticking along, try to keep the weight off.
It's working. Like a racing snake.
Well, 10 stone 5 this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you fancy cross 4 ways?
Without you beside me?
Yeah, you can do it on your own.
Oh, I might need somebody with me.
Okay, well, so we'll have a chat with you again. And Timothy Glover, MHK.
I'm just getting the glare from that fluorescent light looking that way with the two of you there.
At least my hair's not ginger. There we go.
It's not ginger.
Timothy, nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. And I think I just want to say a big tribute to Roy. Because he has become Mr. Ramsey Hairpin, but also Mr. Cross Four Ways during the Southern 100 and the racing down here at the Colespa Lounge. So I think we really should show our appreciation for all the entertainment and the valuable commentary he's given over the years.
You're turning into David Cameron. You're turning into David Cameron. You're moving your hands forward. You are. Tell he's a politician now, can't you? Sat in the bus, as we still call it, even though it's a tin shed now. I mean, that's the greatest commentary point in the world.
Definitely. Most certainly is, I nearly said that. Definitely is. And just seeing those mass starts, I mean, you get to see it down further down the bypass, and we go down to you to see who's got the whole shot. And it's so quick. It's so exciting. Terrifying at times as well when things happen on the start line, somebody doesn't quite get away and there's so many near misses at times, but in the main it's very, very safe. But it's just the ultimate excitement in road racing, seeing those mass starts.
What do you think about him at Cross Four Ways?
It's not a bad call.
So.
Yeah.
The first bike's coming in.
You've got to remember though when he hears on the bridge and back.
Kinners, help. Do you fancy it? Honestly, in all seriousness, I've been asked to ask you, on the spot.
I honestly don't know. I'm not very good on my own, as you well know. I'm all right as a sidekick, but I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
And Tim, for you now, no pressure. And for you now being an MHK, you're obviously away from a lot of stuff that you were doing, but to be back, brought back into the fold to do this, I mean, that's something nice. And it's your area, it's your manor.
It most certainly is. There you go again. But it's just fantastic. I obviously had to leave Manx Radio in order to stand to be, I thought you'd like that, to be a candidate and was successful, which I'm very grateful to everyone who voted. But I did ask, could I keep doing the Southern 100? That's how much I love it. There
you go. All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, member for Maloo, Arbury and Castletown, MHK Tim Glover. Thank you, Timothy. Thank you. And Christopher Palmer. Thanks, Palmy. Cheers. Thanks, boys. I'm only joking about Cross Four Ways, Palmy. All right, it's okay. Don't worry. Rachel's doing it. Or Freddie. Sorry, it was like that film Police Academy then. I was just checking there's somebody not underneath there. Okay. Greenlight Television, big announcement about TT today. They've got their hands full, those guys and girls. And I tell you what, my hat's off to you guys. That is a massive, massive undertaking. Eurosport, Sky TV, New Zealand, RDS in Canada, CBS Sports USA, Motor Trend On Demand USA, NetSport Indonesia and Fox Sports Australia. And for 2022 ITV4, we've all watched the highlight programs of all the events that they do around the world, Macau, Amoy, everywhere else, Northwest 200. Let's get a quick chat with the guys there. They are going to be busy. Libby Herdman, please, from Greenlight TV. That's what I was told. Let's go for Libby and Rob. Come on, Rob, you better come up as well. Has he dropped you in the, has he dropped you in it there? Oh, dear. He'd be grand. Here they are. How the heck are you guys going to sort all this out for TT? But that's another question we'll have on a personal note. Nice to see you, buddy. How are you?
Brilliant, thank you. Nice to be back. It's just great to be here. After a couple of years, it's fantastic.
Southern 100, quick, fast road races, used to that with Armoy, Cookstown, Tandragees and all that. Are you any more plans, any more camera positions for this year?
We're trying to get permissions to run a drone this year, and we're quietly optimistic, but we're not there yet. And the most exciting news for us is to be back on ITV4, because I think that's fantastic for us and for the races, so and also for the global coverage, that'll be there again.
And what new stuff coming up? What new technology are we bringing in? Any curb cams? I love the curb cams. Where could you put one on the Southern 100 course?
Well, what we really like, I keep talking to George, and what we'd really like to do is do Southern 100 live. That would be the thing for us. We're building the technology at the moment, and who knows, that's what we'd like to do. If we can convince him and Peter and everybody, that would be great.
You know what? The technology just goes over your head sometimes, doesn't it? Do you understand any of it? Because I certainly don't. Leave it to the young ones.
Absolutely. The young ones, that's what she's here for. She knows all that.
Is he any good on the phone?
Yeah, he's all right.
Is he, Libby, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
What's your involvement in this now with Greenlight?
Well, I do a lot of the socials and a lot of the producing and stuff, so yeah.
Social media is a big key thing. You just said about, we're talking about Boris and the Facebook page. I think 32, not sure about the shorts, Boris, 32,000 people on that page. That's a lot of people to see. I mean, it's incredible. It's the way this has all taken off over the past, 10 years?
Yeah, it's huge, it's amazing, and we've got our King of the Road series, which Southern 100 comes under, and that's doing amazing on socials. Everyone just loves a bit of road racing.
We want to get back road racing, we want to get back in the roads in Ireland too. Do you get involved over there in Ireland?
I've been to Northwest, hopefully to go do the little ones, and be more involved with the Southern this year, yeah.
And what about that live streaming you were talking about? Because obviously you're going to be doing it for the TT and stuff. If you get this for the Southern 100, that's going to be... I don't think you might be able to have a helicopter though, I don't think so, because there's a big airport somewhere over there, but it'd be nice to do.
Well, that's the issue with the drone, but I mean, you know, these things are done, we do it all over the United States, we do a lot of stuff in Northern Ireland, so hopefully one day we can do it here.
I know there was a couple of years ago they tried a drone, I think, at the Armoy Road Races, I think?
Yes, we've done numerous events in Northern Ireland, and the technology is there, it's safe, it's practical, it gives a whole new dimension, it'd be fantastic for the Southern.
All right, Rob, Libby, thank you very much for your time. Thanks, guys. Greenlight TV, thank you, guys. Thank you. Sorry, just Phil grabbed me then. She's still under there. It's all right. Duke Travel, Southern 100 travel packages, and I'm pretty sure the guys at Duke Travel have had people on the phone to them ever since we knew we were all going to be coming back doing this again. Unfortunately, Peter would normally hear Peter Duke from Duke Travel, but we'd like to give them a big round of applause, please. Thanks to Duke Travel. Okay. Let's move on to the best stuff. They provided the ale for tonight up there, the Forage and Vintners teams. They've been involved in the Southern 100 now for 7 years. Is that about right, Ian? No, you're supposed to add two. I'm adding two onto that because of the COVID thing, so I was pretty close being six. Ladies and gentlemen, the Managing Director of Forage and Vintners, fine purveyors of ales, Ian Swindells. So, hang on, there we go. I'm going to get in the lines again. We're being bothered. We get letters, you know. How are you, young man? Nice shirt.
I like that. Yeah, I'm really good.
You guys have been busy now. Not only have the Forage Inventors got their place in Port Erin, which is on towards the old marine biological station. They've also, you embarked on another venture. Was it last year or the year before? The old Cozy Nook thing? Is that coming back? Because I didn't get to go, so I want to know that. Never mind this. I want to know.
It is coming back. We'll be at Cozy Nook again. Yeah.
And is that going to be a permanent thing? And is that going to be taking over the lease or just from the is it commissioners who own it?
No, yeah, the commissioners have got it. It's just until they can work out what they're going to do with the building. We'll use it in the summertime whenever it's available. We hope to have it next year as well. But it's just so hard at the moment. Everyone's pulling it in all different directions as to what they want to do with it. So, yeah, we'll be there as long as we're invited.
And was it popular?
Yeah, it was great. It was really good for us. It was, I mean, we'd had such a bad couple of years. To be able to have a two sites open in the summer was just huge for us. So it really saved us.
Let's go back to the Southern 100 and we'll talk about that place there. I'll get some tickets off you later. About the sparkling wines and everything that you produce, all made, for those people who don't know, made on the Isle of Man. It is so good to see a local company. Again, it's a theme running through tonight, isn't it, really? All the local companies in the area helping support the Southern 100 races.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, we've been here 10 years. We've had Foraging Vintners open for 5. And it's just a dream come true for us to be able to be involved in the road racing and to see our stuff sprayed all over the podium. It's just, yeah, it's a dream.
Our engineers don't like it when it gets in my kit.
It's low sugar.
Well, that's all right. It's low sugar. So let's talk about any new products you've got coming up over the next, what are we now, in February? Anything new on the horizon you can tempt us and tease us with? Is he allowed? Where is he allowed? Yes, yeah, is he allowed?
Yeah, we're going to have some canned products coming. So a lot of our cocktails, like Manx 75, Rugos, that'll be in cans. Our cider will be in cans, and a little bit later in the year we'll have ginger beer as well.
Where do you produce all this? Where have you got some magical warehouse somewhere? Where do you get it all from? Yeah,
it's the magic warehouse by the sea down it's down in Port Arran, just past the Bushy's pub, the bay there.
What gives you the biggest thrill about the Southern 100 races? I mean, you've been down with me at the start and finish, like Tim said about the start when they blast past you there. Is there any other place on the circuit you'd like to go apart from, because you're down there handing out the wine, anywhere else you'd like to go?
Yeah, but before we started with being involved directly when we used to go and watch it, I used to love being down the bomb hole.
Who likes the bomb hole? Everybody like the bomb hole? All the riders like the bomb hole as well, they certainly do. Ian, thank you very much for your time this evening. Oh, go ahead, yeah?
We're also going to have a bar at the trackside this year as well.
Whereabouts that?
Where we had it in 19, which was behind the main building there in the park.
So there's going to be a bar in the paddock, I'm in. Thank you, Ian. Cheers. Thank you, Ian Swindells. From the Forage and Vintners. Supplies a podium. I nearly fell over Phil's crutch then. Straight into the woman under the podium. They supply the podium sparkler wines of the Southern 100 tonight. The Blackford's Pre-TTs, the Dow Post-TT and the Isle of Man Steam Packing Company Southern 100 races. The racing could not happen without the marshals. Phil mentioned it in the beginning. It is very, very important that we have new marshals, and we have marshals been involved with the club for many, many years. Now, Peter Chadwick can't be here this evening. He's going away for, I think Phil described it as an MOT. Yes. A bit of a check, okay, if Peter is. So we send him our best wishes. Miles Corlett. Miles here, the Deputy Chief Marshal. I haven't seen him, little voice in the background. So that's that page gone then. Thank you. Oh, we're back on beer again. Is this a bit of a theme going on here? Okay. There's going to be a special thing coming up to celebrate 60 years of sidecars at the Southern 100. Okay, this is with our friends at Bushy's. Now, is Martin here at all? You can talk for him. Are you a Blackburn fan?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, right, okay, sure, you'd be anything. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Brunschweiler. Lost weight, Martin, and your hair's kind of gone a bit shorter. How are you, Martin? Ian, now tell us a bit about this. It's to choose a name for the special brew to be made to celebrate 60 years of sidecars at the Southern 100. Tell us a bit about that.
That's all I know.
Is that it? That's all there is. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Munchen, I'm only messing. But that's to have a beer, to choose a name for a beer, that's something special, because you two must think of all sorts of different names of beers in the middle. I've come up with a name for a beer. I mean, that's an incredible thing. Pardon? Who said that? What? Bit on the... Well, heavens above. It's 9:25. We'll leave that till after 9, all right? Is that okay? So that's a big thing to be naming a beer. That's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
Are you a Bushies fan, Martin?
Love it.
Love it. Okay, like, give him a round of applause. So we know about this now. Thank you very much, Ian from Forage Inventors again.
The only other thing is we're also, Martin and myself, we're also offering all the Marshalls a pint of Bushies and a glass of FV Fizz, Podium Fizz.
There you go. You got that, guys. Marshalls, make a note. Thank you very much. And also, the competition is open to all, especially if you'd like to win a £250 Dunlop tyre voucher, courtesy of our friends at Quayside Tyres in Douglas. So thank you very much to the guys at Quayside Tyres, and thank you very much to Martin and Ian for popping up and telling us the details on that. The Southern 100 Sidecar Championship race is sponsored again this year by that company there, Darrell Blake Construction. You give Darrell a call and you'll probably meet him in the Albert for a pint later. Now, I don't think Daryl wants to come up and have a chat, do you, Daryl? Come on, Blakey. I'll leave him be. Leave him be. Yeah, I know exactly what he's like. Don't worry about that. So, Daryl, and thank you very much, Daryl, for once again. Daryl, for those people who don't know, he's not just a fan of the race. He used to race himself up at Derby. So thanks, Daryl, for putting some money, hand in your pocket, and helping support the friendly races, the Southern 100. Daryl Blake, thank you. Southern 100 Sidecar Champions. Charlie Freeman and Billy Nelson were the first winners in 1962. I did a bit of research on this. 3 minutes, 31.4, an average speed of 72.37 mile an hour on the Norton. 60 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get some sidecar champions up here. Made his debut in 1986. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Molyneux. Southern 100 champion for 1997, Greg Lambert. And the 2017 champion with Lee Kane, John Holden. Tell you what, John looks younger every time we see him, doesn't he? Hey, yeah. Look at you three men there. What experience is there? Come on over and come a bit closer. You can go first, John. How are you? Lovely to see you.
We're good. It's good to be back. 2.5 years since we've been on Pleasure Island, so here we are.
Because being champion with Lee a few years ago, I mean, I've seen you win TT and stuff and get a bit emotional, but the Southern 100, it's something special for you sidecar boys, isn't it?
Well, it's sort of tough because you're all together. There's no room on the track and there's some good lads out there and you've got to work hard to do well.
What have you been doing over the past 2 years? Twiddling your thumbs? What have you been doing? A bit of racing, obviously, last year probably, over in the UK.
Yeah, we've done a bit. Been riding one of them long things, you know. Yeah. And we've done a little bit with F2 last year. And then that's what we're going to concentrate on this year, ready for the TT and the Southern.
And who have you got in the chairs? It's still Lee?
No, unfortunately not. Lee's busy with his work and that, so but we're still good mates. I've got Jason Pitt. He's sat up there with his head down. He might come up here. But, yeah, it's all new for him. It's a new start. And for me, it's great because there's no pressure, is there? I can always just blame my passenger, can't I?
Blimey, nothing new there. Thank you, John. I'll just get into Greg if we can. Gregory, how are you? I mean, another look at you guys. I mean, we're all getting older, aren't we? But you're still at it. All three of you get away. What are you doing behind me? I don't trust you behind me. Go over that way a bit. Fiona, sort him out, will you? Talk us back to when you won it all those years ago. 1997. You said 87 then.
Yeah, it's a few years ago now, isn't it? But just love the place. Just love the place. That's why we're here. We've come to support it as best we can. And, yeah, it is the friendly races and the aftercare, the care coming here, it's just brilliant. Best race meeting in the world.
Have you been for a lap?
I have actually, yeah. Southern.
Not TT, Southern 100, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a look around and it's looking good and looking fast. So we've got a new bike and hopefully get back going again and, yeah, pull the finger out and get some speeds up because it's fast now.
Oh, it's very fast. What, 100, and that's just about 102 near enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic speeds. It's, yeah, brilliant. Can't wait.
Do you think after all these years, you like think, do you know what, I'm just going to hang the lid up and be done with it, or you just want to keep going?
you think about it, I mean, costs now are getting absolutely astronomical. But you just still, it's there, it's in the blood. You just can't get rid of it, and it's just a great place to be.
60 years of sidecars here, though, that's something nice, isn't it? For them to be continuous through.
It's fantastic, isn't it? You know, without a shadow of doubt, it's credit to the club for what they do and what they put on, the amount of races they put on. The pre-TT is absolutely fantastic to see the exotic machinery now, like the MV here, lovely tonight, and all the BMWs from yesteryear, and it's just brilliant. It's just a marvellous race.
Didn't I see the other week, was it Dave Kay passed away? Was it Dave Kay? One of the Kay men passed away, one of the MV boys. I remember when they first came with the MV to the pre-TT Classic races. I remember watching it going into Crossfor Ways again, into Church Bend's, thinking, what is this thing? It was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, just marvellous, marvellous piece of engineering. They're just beautiful to look at, really fast, and just the better than they ever were now, you know. That's Concours, that's just a lovely machine. But that's what the pre-TT is all about, is bringing different classes, real bikes, not just production bikes. TT is all about production. The thoroughbred racing machines, and it's like the sidecar class. It's the only thoroughbred racing product there is now, really. You can't go and buy it in a shop. You know, Dave, myself, and all other people, we make them and produce them, and yeah, real machines.
Greg, thanks very much for your time. Just go to next to young John there, thank you. And David, just the photographers, what did they like? Hello, young man.
How are you doing?
Jerby, Andreas Racing Association champion, you know, guys. Give him a round of applause for that. At the ripe old age of 23. I mean, some great battles over the past couple of years because we've managed to have some racing up there at Andreas. And KTM's coming on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I've enjoyed developing it. It's been a bit of a challenge, but looking forward to riding it around here. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's great out of the corners. It flies out of them short corners. It really does. Halfway, three quarters away around the corner, just fires out.
Yeah. It's a strange thing to ride because it doesn't rev very hard. But after 30 years of riding screaming 600s and getting on this thing, it just doesn't feel like it's going quick. But it is. It's going all right. And like I said, I look forward to getting out of here.
What sort of development have you been doing on it over the winter months?
I've left the engine alone. It comes straight out of a KTM 890 road bike, and that was the whole point of it, try and keep the cost down and keep it cheap. It's reasonably competitive against the 600. I was racing against John over at Anglesey, and we managed to pull off a win, and then he won a race, and Ramsden won a race. It was a great fun weekend. So it's not been really a great deal of development. I've messed around with exhaust pipes, air boxes, and bit more on the chassis, a bit more on the aerodynamics and all that sort of thing like you do. And yeah, I think we've got a good package there.
You just sit there at night and sometimes just think, oh, I wonder if this would work. Do you sometimes think like that? You go out and try it, or is it more methodical than that?
No, I just sort of pluck it out of thin air, go and give it a go, waste about six weeks in the workshop and then get it wrong, try again and then maybe get it right. So It's Heath Robinson. It's like 60s F1 cars, I suppose, you know.
You obviously got the KTM. The other two young lads at Jerby, the Gale boys, they're running the KTM up there too. Are you giving them any help at all? I mean, because they've come on leaps and bounds last year, haven't they?
No, they didn't need any help. They got their dad behind them, who's had a lot of experience, Dickie Gale. They just wanted something a bit more reliable, and they were running a 20-year-old 600, which was just falling apart every time they took it out. They seen what I was doing and just said, we'll give it a go. And it was a good move for them because they literally put petrol in it, started up, go and ride it every weekend. And yeah, low maintenance, so good for newcomers.
Brilliant stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Molyneux, Greg Lambert, John Holden, our sidecar champions. Thank you, guys. Cheers. Well done, gentlemen. Thank you. Yes, and if you do get a chance to get yourself up to Andreas, I was talking about this earlier on to somebody today and saying we've got a great crop of newcomers, youngsters up there, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, all coming up there racing. And do you know what? It's very, very good. So when we get going in April, love to see you all up there supporting it. Hunt's Motorcycles, official Honda dealer, the sponsor of the Southern 100 Solo Championship race, Hunt's Motorcycles. Unfortunately, nobody from Hunt's here this evening. We'd like to give them a big round of applause, please. So this is the bit of the thing. More bits of paper and stuff in little speak. What time are we on? Are we all right for time, radio people? Get the thumbs up. That's good, that. Well, it was good. Are you having a good time tonight? Anyone going to dinner tomorrow night? All going to the dinner? Good. Brilliant stuff. Hopefully it won't snow this year. So we'd like to ask a few of the guys, the young guns. This, I haven't written this, by the way. The media officer, Phil Edge, has written this. Okay, thanks, Phil. I wouldn't have said old geezers. This is very old geezers. Ladies and gentlemen, can we please welcome up a very young old geezer, Chris McGarn. Christopher, come on up. If we could have Nathan Harrison. Nathan, would you like to pop up for a quick chat as well? And also, his bike's just here. From Macrofeld, said that right this time, in Northern Ireland. Paul Jordan, please come up, Paul. Welcome, you three. We've got more guys to speak to, and we are conscious of the time. I'll be getting a nod. Christopher McGarn, talk us through what it's like to take a screaming 350 Junior Classic bike through the bomb hole. We're on air. Please, yeah.
That's just fantastic, isn't it? It's just flat out through there, and it's edge, just unbelievable. It's just words can't describe it, to be honest. It's just, it's what we all dream of. And then when you actually do it, and when you do it first, you just go feather, and then you, when you get it right, it's just oh.
It's still not after nine. Talk us through your history here. You've been doing this event for so long now as well, as a solo and a sidecar passenger. I mean, there's not many people can have that distinction.
Well, I actually came into it fairly late, actually. I only came in with about the third classic. I'd come here in 1969 as a sidecar passenger. And you won't see it in the records, because in those days, only the driver was in the programme. But number 33, Bob Bray, had a passenger called Chris McGarn. And he was a young lad of only 18, with long hair. And it was quite an experience. In those days, it was Bill Curry and Charlie Freeman were the front runners. We actually broke down just before Iron Gates, and seeing those guys banging fairings and hammering down, I just thought, I've got to come back. Mm. And I was doing various things, and then when I actually got back in the classics, the pre-TT started, I thought, I've just got to come. And then I've more or less been non-stop since 88, I think. Yeah.
And what about this year?
This year, things have changed. As you know, I'm not riding around the mountain circuit anymore. I thought, the last one I did okay, had a good result, everyone was happy, the bike could have gone a lot faster than I was going. So I thought, now's the time to stop. So I stopped that, and luckily there's been no racing for 2 years, so I haven't missed anything, that's a good thing. So this year I'm riding a 250 Montesa, which it's the actual bike I raced in 1973 in England and Europe. And I've bought myself only the third race bike I've ever bought in 50-odd years. I bought a vintage Velocet to ride. So it's going to be a bit more laid back and just having fun. And I'm doing some of the stuff that I haven't been able to do because I've been at the TT and the Max. But luckily, a top sidecar bloke contacted me and said, would you like to passenger for me? So I'm in the chair with Nick Houghton. And he's a previous winner around here. And the sidecar race this year at the pre-TT is looking pretty spectacular. There's all the top guys are here. There's Cobus and a couple of others from Holland coming over. And it's going to be pretty spectacular, I think, the sidecar race.
Yeah, there's 11 entries in already. Chris, thank you very much for your time. Cheers. Just pop over this side if you wouldn't mind. And senior and junior Manx Grand Prix winner alongside me, Nathan Harrison. Hello, young man. Now, this has helped you a bit, isn't it, these couple of years? Because the old leg still gives you... It's the cold, isn't it? We're all getting older. And what sort of training have you been doing to keep fit? Welcome, by the way.
thank you. Thanks for everyone for having me here. It's great to see, isn't it? It's like light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. But no, I've just been in the gym all the time. I've been over to Spain already on both thousands. But yeah, no, I can't wait to get going.
Talk us about your memories of the Southern 100 course. You've had pretty good track record round here. The races that you've been in already, I think, remember, you were right up the front and then you broke down. Sorry to bring that up, but you think you broke down?
Yeah, that was like the switch between the Suzuki and the Honda. That was the year, 2019, I think I was leading the post-TT and then blew up going into Church Benz. But then I went on to the Hondas for the Southern 100 and I think I got fourth. But yeah, no, it was really good. I really enjoyed the Southern 100. There's not really a race like it, is there?
And still, the Manx Grand Prix champion.
I know, yeah. I think I'm the longest serving now. But yeah, no, obviously I'd rather not be. Like you say, I'd much rather race around the mountain course. But like you say, I can't wait to get going again. I think it's going to be great to see, isn't it? I think everything's going to be better than ever. And everyone's eager to go, from like marshals to organisers to like fans and all of us riders.
Nathan, thanks for your time. If you stand by young Christopher, and a young man who's only been here before in the post-TT, I did know that, but he told me that earlier on today. Paul, riding for a local team, Prez Racing, John Preston and the guys. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's nice to be back on the island. I think it was 2 years ago I came here and was having a wee look around and whatnot, and then after that, obviously, COVID hit in, so it's nice to be back on the island and just getting to see everything again, and obviously here with the Prez team, and that's clearly the news is out now that they'll be riding for John.
Come this way a bit for the photographers to give me the eye. There we go, that's better. You obviously rode for John at the back end of last year. How did that go? Obviously, right, because you're riding the bikes different to what you've been on before on the big bike, but not the R6, which you know.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're on the Yamaha R1 now and the R6, which I'm similar with, which obviously we done a race last year at Cookstown for John, and just things were right. You know, it's a family-based team. Everybody in it makes you feel at home, and to be honest, that's what I need. You know, I want to go and enjoy my racing, and that's when the results come.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Jordan, Nathan Harrison, Chris McGahan. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time this evening. Thank you. Now, I'm not sure if Jamie Williams is here. He's down on my list, but not here. No? Okay. Ryan Neen? No, not here either. Brendan Farger? No. Anthony Redmond's here, though. I've seen Anthony. Up the top there. Where's young Anthony? I've been told I've got to speak to you, Anthony. It's in the contract. Come on, Anthony. Give him a round of applause. Now then. Doing a bit of racing around Ireland last year.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
No, it was good fun. First time at Armoy. We only went because the Southern 100 wasn't on. And we could afford it, but you've been a few times, haven't you? Mm. It was really good fun, enjoyed it. Not quite as good as the Southern, but...
The club's very similar, though, aren't they, in the feel that they give off?
The way it's run, the atmosphere, the welcome, it's really good. Same as Southern.
But you're not just racing yourself, you've got your young one racing too. I mean, going well.
Yeah, he's going well. Should we bring him down?
Go on in. No, how long we're all right for time? I think we're all right. Are we, producer Chris? I'm getting the lots of thumbs up. This young man's riding at Jerby. From memory, a 1-2.
He's on the 125, Aprilia 125. He's 13. He'll be 14 in April. He'd done it last year. So next generation coming through.
Are you going to step back a bit now and help him move on as he gets to? Look at this, 13. Look at this. Hey, come here. He's catching you up as well. Cracker. Tell us about the racing up at Andreas at the airfield there. I mean, I alluded to it earlier on about the youngsters we've got up there, and you're one of them. You guys, Reese Callister and people like that, you're making a name for yourselves.
Yeah, thank you. It's progressing like well. Now I'm finding it fun to just like get faster and get out on the track. I'm enjoying it.
What are you learning from the young fella in the corner here?
Well, he's not telling me much. You don't want me to be faster than him.
Just want you to beat him. So this year at Jerby, what have you got going on? Because we're only a month and a half away from that start, aren't we?
I'm planning to stay on the 125 for this season, but at the end I might be moving up to a bigger bike, maybe a 400.
Not fancy one of those 300 Kawasaki's, no?
Well, there's one up for sale, but we're not sure. I think we might go straight to the 400.
Look at the look at his face. No, more money. Listen, enjoy the season at Andreas. Follow on from what you did last year. Thanks, guys. Cheers, Redmonds. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Cheers. Phil, we've got about... Have we got any more riders here that we can speak to as well? Any more? Oh, Mark's here. Is he Mark? Where are you? I didn't know it was Mark. Nick, where is he? Oh, yes. Come on, young Colvin. Come on. I thought John Preston was getting up for an interview then. That's not happening. Hey, boy. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, you?
We're just talking about Jerby and Andreas racing up there. Do you know what? You and Moffy and all those young lads on those twins, you guys are giving some cracking racing this year. Last year, sorry.
Yeah, it's been good. It's pretty competitive. Yeah, it's just fun.
Three championships, I think you won last year. Was it two? The twins and the open twins?
Yeah, open twin and singles, twins and triples.
It's not a bad year. And this year, the same thing?
Yeah, just the same plan. Same as usual. Like.
Are you preparing now? Is it all ready to rock? I see you've got the DRF services thing on. You're not letting Dale help you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to ride his 750, the pre-TT and that. So
the post-classic 750 he's got sat in the garage. Oh, that's a good bit of kit then.
Yeah, it's nice bike.
Are you going to give it a run at Jerby before you get out on anger?
Yeah, we'll test it. And maybe do a few meetings on it.
Well, good luck for the year. Cheers, thank you. Am I taller than this guy?
Yeah, ooh. Go back to back.
Okay, back to back. Yeah. That's a bit wrong, that, to be fair. I'm just astounded how riders just all of a sudden just want to come up and speak. You're going to push yourself forward, social medias and all that? Is that what you do? You youngsters these days, youngsters?
Well, no, it's not really that, but... Yeah, you know, it's been a mad year, really. You know, we started in May last year, and didn't really know what thinking anything of it. Started on a steely, and it's been an amazing season, you know.
You have to go quite well to beat Dean Osborne up at Jerby, though. Hey, what about that crash here? Did you see that?
Well, yeah, nearly ran his head over, funnily enough, and he went one way, I went the other, but yeah, and his first one was the best one.
That's the one I was on about. That was the one he did at the end of the year, didn't he? The first one.
I remember coming round anti-clockwise. Coming up to the start straight, and I thought I was hallucinating. The steely must have been about 20 foot in the air, and then I seen him bouncing down the thing. Luckily, he was okay, but yeah, he's done well, to be fair. John Torben must be killing himself. He must have cost him a fortune.
John's probably listening to this back home going, yeah, he is as well. All right, thanks for your time. Cheers. Pop over there. One more to go. Chris, we're right for time. Just move this way a bit, or I'll get into bother. All right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Talk us through your season. What have you been doing for the winter months? Get yourself ready to go for, well, already this year.
Well, I sold the 600 I was using last year, well, for the last couple of years up Jerby, for a 636, and it's kind of an ideal scenario because I sold it to a guy in England, which means I haven't got to race my old bike and get beaten by somebody on it.
Okay. And what about for this year? What's the plans? Jerby again? Southern 100 maybe? Post TT? Away to England? Away to Ireland?
Well, possibly. I'm on my clubman now, and I've got about six signatures to go before I get me national. So then I'll have to see about... I'll have to have a chat with the family about what I can do after that.
Well, we're hopefully getting another circuit up at Jerby. They're getting the old circuit round at their Snuffy's, turned left and back in and round again down the main straight. So we'll have three circuits.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, yeah. Wonderful. But I'd like to do a few of the circuits I used to ride track days on in the UK. I'd like to do a few of those, but I'll do what I can at Jerby in the championship there. Hopefully a bit better than I did last year.
All right, guys, listen, cheers. We're tight for time. Thank you, guys. Enjoy 20... What year is it? 2022. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Phil Edge. Phil, just like to say a quick thank you. You've got about a minute or so. You're right, Phil. Take your time. I'd like to thank all our riders for popping up to have a chat with us. He's not touched his red wine for an hour. He's not very happy. Phil, thank you.
I would like to sincerely thank Martin Brunschweiler of Bush's Brewery and Ian Swindells of Foreign Vintners for providing the palatable beverages and refreshments this evening. It is very much appreciated. Not forgetting, of course, Kathleen and Mike for keeping everybody's thirst quenched. Foreign Vintners, as you will have heard, were once again providing the podium celebration bottles at our three events this year, including two extra special bottles of for the sidecar champions in this, the 60th anniversary year of sidecar racing on the 700. A big thank you to Nathan Harrison for bringing his Isle of Man Steam Packet Company liveried machines on display here this evening. John Preston and Prez Racing, and Paul Jordan for bringing one of his machines he will use during the coming season. And finally to Des Cobb for the loan of his Immaculate Envy Augusta 350cc machine. Just a pity we cannot hear the magnificent music it produces through those three exhausts. The club is very much appreciative and wish the teams and the riders a successful and safe 2022 racing season. I'm pleased to announce that media accreditation applications for this year are now available via the club's official website, www.700.com/media. Finally, thanks to all of you who have taken the trouble to attend this evening our 17th media launch, having decided to present a one-off event to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 700 in 2005. It is still a pleasure to inform our media colleagues and fans of the friendly races and what they can look forward to during 2022. I would now ask our club president, Phil Torben, MBE, to say a few words to conclude the official media launch of the three friendly races being held on the Coros Milan course during 2022. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil, for the introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to see the room so full. We at the Southern 100 have been champing at the bit since 2019 to put on another race event. We nearly got there last year, but in the end, we couldn't go ahead. It wouldn't have been right to do so. But this year, all systems are go. Thanks to the committee for all the work and effort they're putting in. Thanks to all those that are planning to come along and to be with us and to help us. It's great to see, as I say, it's great to see you all here this evening. And all I can say is a big thank you to everybody, and especially to Phil for putting on the evening. Big hand for Phil, please. And of course, Phil's sidekick, Kinners. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Southern 100 Racing Limited, thank you.
And just to finally say that this media launch tonight will be available to listen to as a podcast at manxradio.com. Enjoy your evening, safe 2022, and we'll see you trackside. Take care, good night, thank you.